And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Mayor of the City of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town today on KQNA. We're happy to have a couple great guests with us today for our show. We're going to talk to MJ Smith, who's the director of the Prescott Downtown Partnership, about Arizona's Christmas City and all the great things happening in our city, as well as Robert Coombs with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Yes, Norm's Lock and Safe is moving on up to the Highway 69 frontage road. The new location is officially 8732 Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. Check out the newly expanded Norm's Lock and Safe. Easy to get to and easy parking right there at 8732 Highway 69 frontage road in Prescott Valley. Locally owned and operated since 1993. Ready to serve you at 8732 Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. Norm's Lock and Safe.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Talk of the Town today. My first guest today is MJ Smith, who's the director of Prescott Downtown Partnership. MJ, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me today.
Well, I look forward to having a great conversation here. First, welcome to Prescott. I know, you've been here a little while, but tell us a little bit about how you got to Prescott and just starting out with Prescott Downtown Partnership.
I took my position with the partnership the 1st of April. So came in at
during the pandemic.
Right at the peak before anyone knew that we would still be talking about it, end of November now. So it was a strange time to start a new position because I couldn't meet anyone face to face. So, those initial introductions took longer than they may have in a normal year. But I will say that the community has welcomed me with open arms. The businesses have been very welcoming, the city, the county. I've had a great transition to my position, especially considering the year that we're talking about it happening in.
Well, thanks for your leadership, especially here during the pandemic. For people who maybe don't know, MJ, tell us a little bit about the Prescott Downtown Partnership and then your role, in the organization.
So Prescott Downtown Partnership is a merchant organization, and we lobby on behalf of the downtown merchants. So anyone with an interest in downtown Prescott can become a member, and then we work on their behalf to make sure that, at the city level, the county level, that their interests are being considered. We also handle the contract for Yavapai Superior Courthouse Plaza, so we handle all of the events that take place at the courthouse itself. And we do several events throughout the year. We do the summer concert series. We do the 4th of July fine art show, and we do the holiday light parade. We're also a big piece of the lighting of the courthouse itself.
Well, very good. How many members do you have in the Prescott Downtown Partnership?
We have over 100 members.
Yeah, very good. Well, our downtown is so important to the city of Prescott. It's really kind of the heart and soul of our city, and I really appreciate your leadership with the Prescott Downtown Partnership. And particularly, MJ, I just admire you here during the pandemic, during what should be our busiest season in the summertime when people love to come to our city. Really appreciate your determination and your effort to have at least some limited events this year despite the pandemic, with the summer concert series, some art shows. Great job in following protocols and really trying to push through this difficult time.
Yeah, we're very, PDP is very proud of what we were able to do this summer. We went into it weighing public health, but also our businesses' needs. Because as you said, the summer is the lifeblood for these businesses down there. And downtown Prescott is kind of the lifeblood for Prescott itself. It drives tourism. The history and the unique combination of retail, hospitality downtown is integral to our survival. And so we wanted to find that balance between keeping public health top of mind, but how do we do this in a safe way? And so we sat down with Leslie Horton from Community Health Services and said, talk to us. Tell us what the risks are for some of these outdoor events. And, for what we knew about COVID at that time, we created protocols that allowed us to continue with the outdoor events. And that included things like requiring our vendors to wear masks. General public was not required to wear them, but our vendors were. And that was for their safety and for the safety of our community, because many of them traveled from other areas to be vendors here, during our events. We also had sanitizer stations throughout the plaza. We changed the trash throughout the day. We made sure that restrooms were being cleaned every 30 minutes. So we were really on top of the sanitization and the cleaning protocols. But I'm proud to say that, through all of the events that we did, including 18 different performances of the summer concert series, that we've had zero cases contract traced back to any of the events that we did outdoors. So it goes to show that even though we're in the midst of this pandemic and we are seeing numbers rising, we held events at the peak, in July, and we were able to do that safely and successfully.
Yeah, no, that's great. And a lot of effort from a lot of people. Leslie Horton, I know, was a big help to you guys during that time. And I think looking back, MJ, now we know that those outdoor events are safer than indoor events. And you talk about making sure that businesses stay alive and ensuring that we have some foot traffic and some activity downtown so that they have some commerce happening even despite the pandemic. I think the other thing, you know, when you look at like the summer concert series, which is kind of geared more for locals, it's important that we have those kinds of events that people can look forward to, that they can get out of the house, they can feel safe, but they can be entertained. It's important for our mental and emotional well-being in the city that we have some of these events that we can get out to and enjoy ourselves even though we're in the pandemic. So I appreciate, you know, that aspect of it as well and your leadership in that. So thank you guys for all your work on that.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have Leslie Horton and for her to be as accessible as she is, because I think there are a lot of markets across the U.S. that maybe don't have that dialogue with their community health and their public health. And she was, you know, we took her recommendations first, that we did what she said was safe and right. And, but to be able to have those conversations, I think is unique, and I'm very, very grateful for her.
Yeah, she's sensible and reasonable and easy to work with, and I really appreciate Leslie Horton and all the folks over there at Yavapai County Community Health Services. They do a great job serving our community. So before we move on, I want to talk about Christmas, of course, but MJ, give us a sense. I'm sure people out there are just wondering with our mom-and-pop shops, you know, the downtown area, the downtown businesses, what's your sense? What's the pulse? How are they doing? Are they hanging on? What's the sense that you can give us of the health of our downtown businesses?
So, you know, there are businesses downtown who are having the best years of their lives. They're having incredible years. And then there are others who, you know, based on restrictions, were different for different industries, are struggling. They are really struggling to hold on. But there's this hope that we make it through this year, and the community has rallied behind the businesses. They really have come out in full force, shopping local and supporting our downtown businesses. And that has kept them alive through this year. But, you know, looking at this fourth quarter coming into end of the year, and not knowing what's coming in January, because, you know, when this all started back in April, when we were first having these conversations, we're thinking, you know, by 4th of July, life will be back to normal. And then we're thinking, all right, by Halloween, life will be back to normal. And now I think people are kind of changing their scope, going, okay, we don't know when life will be back to normal. And that's difficult for a business, especially coming into the start of their fiscal years in January, wondering, what do we do with inventory? What do we do with staffing? You know, how do we know what to expect? So the more normalcy that we can give to them, you know, that we can give them a level of comfort in their operating, you know, that's our priority at PDP, is to help them just make it through these months until life gets a little more stable again.
Yeah, I think it's so true. I know I felt the same way, MJ, when we were looking at the rodeo and the events around the world's oldest rodeo. I thought, well, by then, you know, we'll be having all the events. And, gosh, it couldn't have been farther from the truth. I look back and I'm glad for what you did there in the 4th of July with the Arts and Crafts Festival. And I'm glad we had the rodeo. But you're right. You know, looking down the road, it's really hard to know what the future holds right now. And with this surge that's happening right now, I'm hoping that it's not like the initial spike, but we just don't know at this point. And I guess, you know, I'll insert here kind of what the governor was saying again today in the press conference, and that is we have to be so diligent. I know we're getting kind of weary of these protocols and things, but yet we really need to be diligent right now. With the hand washing and the distancing and the face masks and all those things that we all know. And particularly here with Thanksgiving coming, you know, we just need to be mindful of, you know, folks coming in or out of town and how big of an event you want to have at your house. The governor's not restricting this, which I'm grateful for. Yet I think he just trusts, our citizenry to make good decisions, here over the holidays. And I guess, with commerce, MJ, you know, our local residents support local businesses, and I'm so proud of our people for taking the extra time maybe to drive downtown and mm-hmm. to park and to walk to those shops. But, you know, it feels so rewarding, at least for me, when I shop local. I know that, you know, I get that human interaction. I know that I'm going to have somebody there if I have a problem or if I need to return something or if it doesn't fit or whatever the thing might be. You just can't replace that human interaction and that service level when you're clicking a button on the internet.
Right. And you have to remember that these businesses downtown, when you're spending your dollars there, you're also helping support a lot of the other events throughout our community because they are the ones sponsoring things like basketball teams and school clubs and the courthouse lighting. So when you go in and you're spending your dollars there, there's a greater impact to our community as a whole.
Yeah, no, that's right. We just had the fundraiser for the courthouse lighting and it was a record. Broken again, mm-hmm. There at the Jersey Lily Saloon raising money for the courthouse lights and makes me very proud of our community that in the middle of a pandemic, we were able to raise even more money than normal, down there at the Jersey Lily. And you're right, MJ, all of those items that were auctioned off through the live and silent auctions came from our local businesses and, they're the backbone of so many parts of our local economy and events and supporting our community in so many different ways. And so it's important to continue to support our local businesses that way. Well, look, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, I want to talk about those Christmas events that the PDP is sponsoring and leading out on and talk about how we're going to do those with precautions and in a safe manner that people can get out and enjoy themselves in Arizona's Christmas City. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody, to Talk of the Town. I'm here with MJ Smith, who's the director of the Prescott Downtown Partnership, talking all things downtown business. MJ, we talked a lot about kind of, you know, what you were able to pull off this year and do it in a safe manner, working with Yavapai County Community Health Services and so proud of that. But coming up, you've got an event here real soon. Tell us a little bit about what you've got going on here over the holidays.
So November 28th is the Holiday Light Parade, and that parade takes place at 6 p.m. We have about 35 entries. It's been a little different this year because many of the large corporations who normally participate have quarantine restrictions, you know, company-wide, so they aren't able to. So, you know, like Unisource is normally a huge part of the parade, and this year they're not able to participate. But again, we really saw the community, you know, come up and show up for us, and we have a lot of small businesses who are participating this year who haven't participated in the past, and I think it'll be a really good time for people to come out and see that. And that really is the first event to kick off Arizona's Christmas City events. And then following the parade, we do a bonfire festival at Mile High Middle School, which is a lot of fun. All of the parade entries line up, and people can come see the entries up close. Santa will be there. He's going to read some stories to the kids around the bonfire this
year. Wait a minute. You have Santa coming to the Holiday Light Parade?
We do. Santa is a big fan of the Holiday Light Parade. He really loves Prescott. He likes getting out of the North Pole, you know, a little early and coming down and seeing the kids. He's going to read them some stories this year. We'll have a couple of food trucks out there and some games for the kids. Just a nice way, you know, after that holiday to get outside, breathe some fresh air, let your kids run around a little bit, and just kick off the holiday season with us.
Well, that's great. And, you know, it's a great, you know, parades are always great. Our city loves parades. We just had the Veterans Day parade here recently, and I was really pleased with the turnout. I was really pleased with just how it was conducted in a safe manner where people could distance along the parade route and those kinds of things. So, MJ, are there any things that are different this year, you know, because of the pandemic or trying to keep people safe? Are you doing anything differently with the parade or the event afterwards?
So with the parade itself, we are going to line them up more socially distant this year, just extending our footprint as far as the staging goes. We did not opt to change the route this year because it is long for the number of entries that we have. So we feel like it'll be spread out enough. And you were mentioning the Veterans Day Parade, I was really proud of the community in the way that they spread out along the route. You know, instead of congregating right there at the plaza, they really took time and, you know, spread out along the whole route. And we're encouraging people to do that again with the Holiday Light Parade. You know, we can cover as many of the risks as we can as organizers, but we have to put some of the burden on the community as well for when they show up to do their part. You know, don't stand within 6 feet of a group that you didn't come with. If you are socializing with people outside of your home, make sure you're wearing a face covering. You know, take advantage of all of the hand sanitizer stations that'll be spread out along the route. And if you come over to Bonfire Festival, again, just keep that distance. Most people do not need to completely quarantine themselves. You know, we do have people who are in higher risk categories that are more prone to complications from COVID, and we encourage them to stay home and tune in and view it through live stream. All of the Christmas City events will be live streamed this year so that if you're uncomfortable or if you shouldn't be out, if you're not feeling well, you don't have to feel completely disconnected. So we're trying to offer both populations, so to speak, opportunities. Those who feel like they want to get out and participate in some of these things can come and do it live and in person. And those who maybe need to be more cautious can watch it from home.
No, that's great. Tell me about the volunteers or leaders you have helping you put this on, and then maybe some sponsors that you'd like to mention.
So I have a great board of directors, and they always show up for us, and help us out. And we have a group of about 10 volunteers who've been volunteering for the parade as long as it's been going on. We're in the 25th year, and they are still out there and participating. They'll help us get everyone lined up and reminding people too along the parade route if we see some congestion to spread out and utilize that whole parade route. Our sponsors this year are All of You, Spice Traveler, let me think, Finley Subaru. Can't forget Finley. They sponsor so much for our community. They always step up and make sure that we are taken care of. And then we also have a radio sponsor. Great Circle Radio is our sponsor.
Well, that's great. And again, kind of comes back to those local small businesses that we were talking about that sponsor these kinds of events and make sure they're available to the public so we can have Arizona's Christmas City. That day, November 28th, so the parade's at 6 p.m. and you have the bonfire, which sounds like a great family fun event. You know, after the parade, which I think a lot of families, I hope, will take advantage of these great outdoor options here in Prescott, and hopefully some mild weather that evening. Earlier that day, we're promoting a Small Business Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And that's why we scheduled the parade on that Saturday. We would love people to come down. This is, so you know, Black Friday is Black Friday. Everybody goes out and they hit those great deals. But Small Business Saturday is where we want you to kind of reset, come out, take a look at some of the unique stores and businesses, you know, not only downtown, but across the community, and give them an opportunity to earn your business. Give them an opportunity to come in, spend some of those Christmas dollars with our merchants. And then while you're downtown, stick around, eat dinner, come out, watch the parade, have an evening with us out at Mile High Middle School, and make it a day. And it's a nice way, if you have been, you know, in the kitchen cooking, you have family visiting, whatever's going on for you on Thanksgiving, you can take that stress away, you know, take the pressure off of you and come out and enjoy the community.
Well, it's a great kickoff to all of the awesome Christmas events that we have here in Arizona's Christmas City. I've always enjoyed the Holiday Light Parade and all the different units that are the entries that are in the parade and the creativity that different businesses and even sometimes families come up with to decorate the different floats. It's always very festive, and really appreciate you and the volunteers and all the work that you put in to have the holiday light parade. And, you know, with Small Business Saturday, MJ, I think it's important for folks to remember, too, that it's a great opportunity to buy gift cards, you know, downtown with some of our cool and unique shops that we have here in Prescott. It's a great opportunity to find those Prescott-only finds that are really unique. And so I hope folks will start their Christmas shopping on November 28th with Small Business Saturday, just picking up those unique Prescott items, gift cards, whatever it might be, to really kick off the shopping season.
Well, and the Chamber of Commerce has a great program where you can buy one card through them that's, you know, valid at a ton of merchants downtown. So stop into the Chamber, talk with them as well.
You know, I've done that in the past, and it is a great gift. Particularly for locals, to buy that gift card that then works at numerous different businesses in the downtown area. Let's talk a little bit about Whiskey Row Alley, MJ. Some cool stuff that we're working there with the city. I don't know if you've seen. Have you seen the lights go up down there?
Oh, they look incredible.
Yeah,
it made such a difference to the energy and the feel of the alley. I love it.
Have you been there at night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would obviously have the greatest effect to see them on at night. I have not had that opportunity, but if people aren't familiar in the downtown area, you know, we have the iconic Whiskey Row that is a place many people come as a destination from all over the world, as a matter of fact. But we're capitalizing on that with Whiskey Row Alley. We have the entryways that are up, the steel iron entryways on either end, and we have lights going up, and hopefully in early next year we hope to have some space for businesses to really do some expansion out the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a place where people can go again to be safe. Some of the bars and different businesses will be able to extend out into the alley, and that'll allow us to have a safer environment during the pandemic to do business back there and to enjoy our great weather here in Prescott. Anything else we didn't cover, MJ, that you can think of in the downtown area that people ought to be aware of?
We do have some new decor going up for the courthouse lighting this year. So just be sure if you have not been down, some of that's already up. You can take a look. We have new wreaths going up. We're going to have a huge wreath that'll be installed on the west side coming up this next week. And we were able to purchase those with a grant through APS. So really appreciate APS's support of the courthouse lighting.
No, that's great. You know, there's always something new on the courthouse for the courthouse lighting, and I think that's what makes it unique and special even for our locals. And I know this year we'll talk a little bit more about that in the second half of the show, but you know, we're really kind of keeping it more local this year because of the pandemic, not wanting a lot of people to show up to kind of reduce the size of the crowd, if you will. It seems so odd this year to be always talking about, well, we don't want too many people, because normally we want to try to get as many people as we can get. But always fun to see the new additions to the courthouse and the courthouse lighting down there.
Yeah, you know, when we started talking about the Arizona's Christmas City events and what to do, it wasn't about bringing tourism to the market. When we talked about how important it is to continue these traditions, it was about helping morale in the community and giving our locals a place to safely enjoy the holidays and not to feel isolated or, you know, separate from the people that they know and love and the traditions that they know and love. So we are not doing any advertising outside of the market for our events coming up. But we also wanted people to come down and see the courthouse lighting and look at it and go, wow, you know, we live in a really, really great place and we are lucky to be here and we are lucky to have made it through this year. And we did this together and we did it as a community. So we have a couple of surprises in store. I hope people will come down and that they enjoy what we've got planned for the gazebo. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I hope they enjoy that and that they enjoy the decor and know that when we talked about it and when we looked at what we wanted to do and what was safe, that it was really about our community and our locals.
Well, it's a great tease for people to check out the gazebo and the rest of the courthouse lighting. MJ, it was a real pleasure working with you on the courthouse lighting fundraiser at the Jersey Lily Saloon. We had a great time and raised lots of money. It's been fun working with you here since April, and I look forward to a great 2021, and let's hope at some point in 2021 this pandemic is more behind us than it is now. Thanks for your leadership at the Prescott Downtown Partnership and for putting on the Holiday Light Parade. I look forward to enjoying that evening together with my family, and thanks so much for being on the show and for all you do for Prescott.
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate it.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with Robert Coombs with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A and streaming worldwide on KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
One in 60 children are born to this world with autism. The big question is, what happens to these children when they become adults? Hello, I'm Stacy Barker with Rusty's Morningstar Ranch. For 35 years, we have continued to provide men and women with a safe, nurturing, whole life environment. Please consider supporting Rusty's Morningstar Ranch and our amazing ranchers. Our need is great. Please donate today at rmr.org. Contributions can be made dollar for dollar through Arizona Tax Credit. Thank you.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC. Inspired by you.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich announces a multi-state settlement with Apple regarding the company's decision to throttle iPhone speeds in 2016.
More than 30 attorneys general have agreed to settle for $113 million from Apple. Arizona is one of the lead states will receive $5 million to our consumer revolving fund.
Brnovich says there was also a class action lawsuit filed against Apple. The settlement calls Apple to provide restitution to iPhone users impacted by the throttling.
There will be changes in the way pending marijuana cases are handled in Cottonwood.
Due to the passage of Proposition 207, which decriminalizes personal possession or use of marijuana in any amount less than 1 ounce, persons with past marijuana convictions have a chance to wipe out their convictions. According to the Cottonwood City Prosecutor's Office, possession of less than an ounce is still illegal for those under the age of 21. The attorney's office points out it is still illegal to possess more than 2 ounces of marijuana, and smoking it is still banned in public place or open space. It is also illegal to drive while impaired or consume it while driving or riding in a motor vehicle. I'm Mason Pennington, reporting.
Chilling overnight to a mostly clear 46 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs tomorrow near 68, Friday and Saturday 66. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 45, with sunny highs around 78 tomorrow, 75 Friday and Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Talk of the Town, and we're talking all things Arizona's Christmas City here today in Prescott, Arizona. And I want to welcome in our next guest, Robert Coombs with Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Robert, thanks so much for being with us.
Great. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. And good afternoon, Greg. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, Robert, tell us a little bit first just about your role at the Chamber and kind of what your duties are over there.
Well, at the Chamber of Commerce, my main duty, which we all do a lot of different things at the Chamber of Commerce, but my main duty is running the Visitor Information Center, which is downtown, of course, right on the square. Been there for many, many, many years. I have been there for about 12 years. We are a state-designated Visitor Information Center, which means we adhere to all the rules for the state. Different brochures for different places to visit in the area, things like that. We do handle quite a few people at the visitor center, even during COVID. We're very careful about it. Right now we're doing probably, I would say, about 70 people a day, equally as many phone calls about all the different events and things like that in the Prescott area, but my regular counts are typically about 100 a day, so it is about half.
It is down a little bit.
Yeah.
Where are folks coming in from, Robert? What are you seeing?
Well, right now, most folks are coming from California, thinking about moving here for their packets and things like that. But there's a lot of Phoenicians, people coming up from the Phoenix area, Seeing a lot of people from the Midwest, Iowa, Ohio, places like that all of a sudden, you know, within the last couple of weeks.
Those folks are looking for a more mild winter.
They always do this time of the year.
So you also serve on a tourism advisory committee there through the city hall, right?
Yes, I do. I have been on that committee for the last, I don't even know. Time runs away from me sometimes. I'd say it's about 2 years. We call it the TAC, TAC, which is, and I don't like acronyms, so I always spell it out just like you did, Greg, the Tourism Advisory Committee. And, I'm kind of in the know being, what I do for the Chamber of Commerce and for the city of Prescott and for our state pretty much. So I kind of know what's going on downtown. So it's, my input, I'm sure is most valuable, just like everybody else on the committee.
Well, we appreciate all you do at the Chamber as well as on the Tourism Advisory Committee. So thanks for your work in those areas. Robert, let's talk about the Christmas parade and maybe the courthouse lighting. Those are two really signature events here in our city.
Sure, they certainly are, Greg. I'll start by going for the Christmas parade, and I'll start by telling the folks out there, you know, we became Arizona's Christmas City. You see that all over. I'll just share some of the information on that. So Arizona's Christmas City started in 1989 from then Governor Rose Moffitt. If folks remember, the old folks will probably remember Rose Moffitt. I think she just passed away in the last couple of years. But anyway, she decided to make us Arizona's Christmas City because of all the different events we have. And one of them is the Christmas parade that we're having downtown. And the Christmas parade is always on the first Saturday in December. This year will be December 5th, and it will be at 1 o'clock. It's the 38th annual Christmas parade. Our theme this year, we have a different theme every year. Our committee of volunteers picks the theme. This year it's going to be the sounds of Christmas, so it's kind of exciting. So I'm hoping there's going to be a lot of music, a lot of bands, and things like that. So a lot of cheer, because we can surely use all that this year, especially at the end of the year to kind of push us into the next year. As far as the units for the parade or entries, we have about 60 entries in the parade. We typically have about 120. So we did cut that down a little bit, mostly because of COVID a little bit. So we can social distance the parade entries, hopefully social distance some of the attendees. We expect people to do that when they come downtown. Wear your masks and social distance as you're watching the parade. It's much safer being outside. We have a super grand marshal this year, and I'll kind of throw that out there. It's been in the paper, but you may have forgot about it, but Greg Megarelli, mayor of Prescott, will be our grand marshal this year, so we're really excited about that.
Well, I'm honored, Robert, to have myself and my family with me in the parade, and especially here in Arizona's Christmas City, and I'm very proud of that moniker that we carry for the state, and we do it well here in Prescott, and one of my favorite times of year, of course, and really looking forward to the parade.
Good, good. Everybody is, you know, according to the calls we're getting at the visitor center, you know, is a parade on? I said, well, yeah, we're not going to cancel Christmas by any means, especially in Prescott, and from what we've been through all these months, I guess it's been almost a year, which is hard to believe. We're pretty darn good at it. We're good at adjusting and we're good at bending and figuring out different ways to do things so everybody can enjoy it in a safe manner.
No, that's great. So the Christmas parade, December 5th, 1 p.m. And then this is kind of a big day, actually, Robert. What else is going on that day?
Well, there's kind of something going on that night. You know, at 6 o'clock, we do have the annual courthouse lighting, which we've done many, many, many years. And that is going to go on at 6 o'clock. It may be a little bit different. We're trying to put that logistics together to get that to be different so there's not quite as many people in the downtown area. So it will be streamed live like the parade on Facebook, on the Chamber's Facebook, the City of Prescott's Facebook, Channel 56 with the city. Both events. So it should be really good to watch. If you don't want to come out, you'll be able to watch that. Lights go on at 6, and we'll have that program also. to go along with it.
Yeah, no, that's right. And let me just kind of speak to maybe what we're dancing around here a little bit, Robert. You know, we had the Veterans Day Parade, and it went really well. Mm-hmm. I was very pleased. Everyone really followed the protocols, and it was a very safe event in my view. I'm certain that the Holiday Light Parade as well as our Christmas Parade will be conducted in a similar manner and that people will distance along the parade route. But you know, with the courthouse lighting, we have in the past have had maybe 3,000-5,000 people crowded around there on the courthouse plaza. I know that is concerning for those folks that are organizing this event, particularly in light of COVID. And so I appreciate the efforts that you and Sherry Heine and others have worked on and continue to work on here right up to the last minute to make sure it's a safe event. So we'll leave that up to good leadership, and I know there's a decision that will be brought forth eventually once we get a better handle on whether we can or cannot do that in person. And I totally understand what you guys are up against in that regard.
Well, our team, along with Sherry Heine, our CEO for the Chamber, has guided us through all this. But our team is really tight. It's all volunteer, the parade, the lighting, everything, except for the raising the money to get the lights actually put on the plaza, which Jersey Lily helps us every year with. And all you folks out there with all your donations, it really, really does help. So for us, it's like, well, throw it at us. We'll take care of it. And it will be great.
So you mentioned live streaming, and I just want to make sure our listeners know for the parade, live streamed on Channel 64 and Facebook Live, City of Prescott, and Facebook Live on the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And that would be true of the parade and the lighting. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's a great alternative. You know, we keep talking about this, that if you're sick that day, if you're vulnerable, if you just are concerned about your health, please take advantage of these options to live stream or go on Facebook Live. They're real easy to do. It allows you to still feel like you're participating and not missing out.
And it works really well. You know, we tried it at the Bluegrass Festival in June, and I watched it myself, and it was like being there. And it just felt really good. So it would be the same thing for the lighting and the parade.
Yeah, no, it's a great alternative for people. So let's see. We've talked with MJ about the Holiday Light Parade. We talked about Small Business Saturday that's happening earlier that day. Now we're talking about December 5th with a parade at 1 o'clock. There'll be some sort of either in-person or virtual courthouse lighting that night. I heard from Sherry Heine, and maybe you can verify, Santa Claus is going to be there on the 5th of December in Prescott.
Well, Santa Claus for sure will be at the end of the parade coming in. Hopefully he'll make
really?
It. I'm sure he will.
Well, that's great.
Because he needs to be here for the next big event, which is the Akronite event.
Oh, yes. Yeah, let's move on and talk a little bit about Akronite, such a great event. Give us the details on that.
Well, Akronite will be Friday, December 11th. It's usually always the second Friday in December. And it will be in the downtown area. It will be a little bit different than what folks really remember. I've been here for a long, long time. When I moved here, and I think it was 92, it was very small. It was just after Akron started. It was a good time to go downtown and shop all the local stores. I mean, I did all my Christmas shopping. I thought, coming from California and Massachusetts before that, it was just wonderful to do that. So it's going to be a little bit like that. There won't be music groups, big groups in different stores, but the stores will be open. Open doors, open arms, open cash registers. So get in there and spend your money, get your gifts. It's going to be a great time to see all the offerings, including the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center. I'm going to be open too, so I can kind of guide folks and pick up your brochures at the visitor center to just be a part of it, even though I won't have the ukulele group like I usually do in the lobby.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good pivot for this event. You know, normally you're in every little shop and there's music everywhere in the shops, and we will get back to that day, I'm certain, and I look forward to that. But in this case, it's a smart change this year to have the music outdoors, and people will be outdoors. We'll have the streets shut down again, and you know, people out in the streets mingling and spreading holiday cheer and enjoying the music that's outside. And yes, please, again, get into the shops and support our local shops. It's very, very important. It's a great opportunity. They'll be open late. And, you know, I think just being respectful when you're in the shops, making sure that we don't overcrowd or get too close, that we physical distance, that we wear masks when we're inside and those kinds of things, because we really do want to support these businesses through this difficult time.
Right, absolutely. And that's why I like this event so much this year, because of that. I know we'll get back a little bit bigger and bigger as the years go, but it's like the beginning when it starts over. So the folks downtown should do very well that evening. So, and Santa will be there. You may not sit on Santa's lap, but you'll get really, really close to him. So he promised to be there, and he'll be on Gurley Street like he was last year for all the kids and all for the big kids, too.
Oh, that's good. I definitely want to have a chat with Santa Claus this year. My list is a little longer than normal, and so it's good that we all know that we can count on Santa being here in Prescott, Arizona. So we covered, I think, did we cover all the Christmas stuff? Oh, you know what I'm thinking about, Robert, is over at Charlotte Hall Museum on December 5th, they have the Frontier Christmas, right?
Frontier Christmas is a super long time event. It's actually, we could call it a signature event. And it's only, it's a block off the square, so folks can come down and look at the lights and head down the street to the Charlotte Hall, because it's the way Christmas was celebrated way back when. It just takes you back. It's just fascinating the way that they do it. And they do a super job, so you really have to experience that. But you can experience that first and then come to the lighting, or do the lighting at 6 and then experience Frontier Christmas at Charlotte Hall Museum.
You know, it really sets you up, Robert, for a pretty nice day in downtown Prescott on December 5th with the parade at 1 o'clock. You could go to the Frontier Christmas before. You could go after the parade, the courthouse lighting later that night. Again, making sure you get into the shops and just support local. So what a great day. Always a great day in Prescott on the first Saturday of December.
It sure is.
Well, look, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a really fun event that's happening at the end of 2020 with a really cool theme, I think. But let's take a break. We'll be right back to Talk of the Town right after these messages.
Hey, everyone out there in Radio Land. This is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town. We're talking to Robert Coombs with Prescott Chamber of Commerce, all things Arizona's Christmas City. You know, Robert, let's back up just for a minute. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up, and you have a drive, a turkey drive.
We sure do. We sure do. We have the Flying High Turkey Drive every year, Prescott and Prescott Valley. We kind of have a contest sometimes with them to see how many people can get the most turkeys or raise the most money. We come really close. I would say it's usually a tie every year.
We'll go with that.
Is that safe? But anyway, it's Monday, November 23rd, which is next week. And it's at the Fry's Grocery Stores. There's two in Prescott, and I believe there's two in Prescott Valley. So either one. Just go in. You can support them with money. You can support it with turkeys, the fixings for food, all sorts of different canned items and things. This is a year that a lot of folks are going to need a little bit of help. I'm hoping that there's going to be more drives than this particular one to help with all those folks during COVID that's going to need it. But anyway, it's Monday, November 23rd, 12 to 6 at the Fry's, and I'm hoping to see Sherry up on the ladder.
Wait. What's the ladder? Are you talking about the fire truck?
The fire truck comes every year, and every turkey we get, they'll go up a different rung. And I haven't been able to get Sherry up on the ladder yet, but maybe this will get her because all the listeners will be listening and say, well, I got to get a picture of that. So I put you on the spot there, Sherry. Sorry, but not really.
Good. No, I like that. I like that a lot. Well, that's a great event, and thanks for putting that out there for our folks who are so generous in our city. I'm sure that a lot of people will support that. Let's talk a little bit more about Small Business Saturday. You know, we touched on it with MJ Smith, but I know that you guys are right in the middle of that. Can you give us a little bit more information on Small Business Saturday?
Sure. Shop Small is what American Express calls it, but it is Small Business Saturday. And the idea is to shop the brick and mortar shops and restaurants and things like that in your area. And this is a nationwide program from American Express, and it's free to folks like the Chamber of Commerce, and we're putting on a spot that you can, any business in town, you don't have to be a chamber member, any kind of business. If you want to create a coupon, get it to us, and we'll put it in our coupon book that will get these folks to your store or place of business during that week, starting the 23rd, and so you can spend it then, too, if you want. But November 28th is the actual day, so you can shop small downtown Prescott and beyond, and then hit the light parade at 6 o'clock that night.
No, that's great. I think folks should plan on just kicking off their Christmas shopping on Small Business Saturday on the 28th of November.
I totally agree.
Yep. So getting down here to the very end real quick, we're going to give 2020 the boot. What is the event?
Yeah, we sure are. Maybe there'll be a couple of boots down there this year. I don't know. It's the annual Whiskey Row New Year's Eve boot drop. And folks, this has been going on, I believe this is the 10th year, believe it or not. It goes from 8 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. in the morning, and of course that's New Year's Eve, and they'll be dropping that big old boot off the Palace Restaurant all lit up at 10 o'clock and midnight.
Well, that's great. Well, Robert, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Thanks for all you do at the Prescott Chamber and helping put on all these events. Thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in today on the show. Thanks to MJ Smith as well. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli. So long for now.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.